What has he said? He said, there's not one word that goeth out of his mouth that returns to him void. Now, I want you to understand that these are not audible things that he's just talking about. When he's talking about there's not one word that has come forth out of his mouth that's returned to him void, I want you to think about this for a minute. He's talking about you. Yeah, you. I don't know if you knew you were spoken into existence. And we will return to the Father. Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
But he said, not one word that I sent out is going to return to me void. But it'll accomplish that which I sent it to do. Say, I'm sent here.
I'm sent.
Come on, say it again. Say, I'm sent here.
I'm sent.
Come on, say, I am a sent one.
I'm sent one.
I need to establish that. We talked about this in another service. But I want to establish that we're not here surviving. We're not here to make it through. No, we were sent here. There's an assignment. You've been assigned. The day that you were born, you were assigned. Come on, say it. Say, I know where I come from. And I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me is with me. Let that sit there for a minute. See, we change the way that we see our relationship with God. Because if we always see God as, give me God, I need God, show me God, then we don't realize that he already implanted that in us. Say, I know where I come from. Listen, even if you don't, you know, you say, don't worry about that. Just say what I said. It'll change you from the inside. See, I know where I come from. And I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me is with me. So as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father. See, I'm sent here. Now, when I know that I'm sent somewhere, when I know that somebody sent me, I gave this example before, my mother used to send me to the store. But when she sent me to the store, she just didn't tell me to go. She empowered me to get whatever I needed to get while I was there. I was empowered for the mission that I was sent on. I'm going to say it again. I was empowered for the mission. Yeah, you're on a mission. You don't know how to go on the mission field. This is the mission. You already on the mission field. When you woke up this morning, you was a missionary. I know. We think missionaries, you got to go cross seas somewhere. Y'all know that, right? They the mission. No, all of us are missionaries. We are all able ministers. The mission is where you're standing. Wherever you're standing at, that's what a mission is. I'll say it again. Wherever you're standing at, that's what a mission is. Wherever you'll be standing tomorrow, that's the mission. Because I was sent here. Come on, say it. I was sent here. I know where I come from. And I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me is with me.
Listen.
You may be seated. Listen, today will not be an explanation of the word of God. It will be an exposition. It will be an exposing. God doesn't explain himself. Let me show you. Can I show you how to relate? God does not explain himself. He exposes himself to you. You'll see a bunch of times in the scripture it says, show you. I'm going to show you. Get out, Abraham, get out to the land. I'm going to show you. It's a showing thing. That's why you're allowed to show, a lot of see, a lot of vision. There are a lot of things that God is showing you. He's not going to explain it. He's going to expose it to you. And really, he's not explaining or exposing it to you. He's exposing you to yourself.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me? He's opening you up to let you see who you really are. If I don't know who I really am, then I won't act like I really should. Yeah. If I don't know that it's me, then I walk in the room thinking it's somebody else. Y'all get me? If I don't know that I was sent here with it, then I come here trying to get it. And now I'm starting to work principles trying to get things. trying to work principles, trying to gain some stuff so that I can have some identity. No, you've already been given all things. You can go to the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 2, and I want to go there real quick. 1 Peter chapter 2. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. 1 Peter chapter 2. No, chapter 1. I'm sorry. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's see. Second Peter, chapter 1. Second Peter, chapter 1. First Peter, chapter 2. All these ones and twos. Second Peter, chapter 1. And Simon Peter starts talking, and he lays this out really plain. I want you to see it. I need to say this to you at the beginning so you know what's going on. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 says, Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we've obtained like precious faith. I want to understand that faith is a conviction of truth. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
It's conviction. Of truth. Faith is not, I know over the years we say faith is acting and believing in the word. I get all that, but you have to be convicted of truth. Convicted. I don't gotta give myself. When you're convicted of something, you ever see somebody get convicted? Yeah. When you're convicted of something, they wrap the gavel, you're about to get sentenced.
That's right.
When you're convicted, I know we got the church conviction, but I want to show you what conviction is. Conviction is when you're locked up into something. The next thing that happens when you're convicted is you're getting locked up in jail. They get sentenced to how long they got to be inside of there. And I always wonder why we're never convicted of freedom. Why we never get locked in or sentenced to our freedom. I sentence you life and freedom. And wrap the gavel. Come on, wrap the gavel. I sentence you to life and freedom. My life and freedom is contingent on my conviction of truth. So faith is a conviction of truth. With us, through the righteousness, I want to define these words, righteousness. Righteousness means equity with God. Yeah, equity. Equality with God. We know you're not the big G. We already know. Are we knowing that already? Say, I know I'm not the big G. All right, so get over that now. But you're equal with God. Are y'all with me? So with us, through righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God, knowledge of God, knowledge of God, knowledge of God, and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power. Y'all seeing that?
Yes,
verse 3. According, the word according. Everybody say according. According is an alignment word. That means it's aligned up based on this. This is how we move. It's an alignment. According as his divine power has given unto who? Read it. Come on, read it. Don't look at me. Read it. Given unto who? Say he gave it unto me.
Yes.
Given unto us. What? He gave unto us what? Nah, he gave us a few things that you got to get the rest of them. No, he gave y'all some things and the rest of y'all got to pray through. You got to manifest it. No. He's given unto us. Everybody say all things. Do your hands like that. Say all things. Come on, say he gave us all things. Watch this. Now watch what all things he gave us that pertain unto life and godliness. This godlikeness. He's given you all things that pertain unto life. How many alive people I got in here? Amen. A life and godlikeness. Are you telling me that God has given us everything we need to be like him?
Yes.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
He's given me not some things. Now, you know, we got this idea that we got to develop some things. No, he said, I've given you all things. So if he's given you all things, then all you need to be is exposed to what you've been given. If I consistently tell you that you don't have and you need to get, then you'll never function in your all having. Are y'all hearing me? All things, everybody say all things,
all
that pertain unto life and godliness. So that means, and then I like the last part, it says through. And the word through is important this morning. Through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. When you called, you sent. When you sent, you called. Has called us to this. So now he's not sending us on a mission without the things that we need for the mission. Are y'all getting me? I got to keep talking about this because we have to break this this needy mentality in our minds. Thinking that I don't have something. Thinking that I'm not spiritual enough yet. I ain't deep enough. I ain't hearing from God like they hear from God. Y'all stop believing all them people talking about they hear from God so much. Some of the people ain't heard from God that much. No, I'm serious. It's almost like a social media do that to you. Social media think everybody got it going on but you. Yeah. You watch on TV, everybody got it going on but you, they lying. Stop focusing on what they got going on and see what God has given you that pertains unto life and godliness. Stop looking over the fence and look on the inside. All things that pertain unto life and godliness. So it's given. Say it's given unto me.
Given.
Come on, say according to his divine power, God has given me all things.
Hallelujah.
According to his divine power, God has given me all things. Now this morning, I'm going to say it like this, and it's a word that came up, me and some friends were talking last week, and it stuck with me when he said it. God has already given you ready for this? God has already given you permission. You don't need to ask for permission. You need to ask God, can I? No, I already gave you permission. The fact that you're alive and you're awake right now means you have permission. Are y'all hearing me? The fact that you're alive and you're breathing means you have permission to be like God. Then we get nervous when we start talking like that. We get nervous when we start talking about being like God. Because we start saying, well, I'm just a man. Jesus was just a man too, but he also said, I'm one with my Father.
Yes.
When you see me, you see the Father. You've been given permission. Say, I've been given permission. Say, God has given me permission. I say it like this. Say, I already got permission. Now that shifts the way that you approach God, the way that you relate to God, the way that you pray sometimes. It shifts the way that you pray now, because now I'm not asking for permission because I got permission.
Yes.
I'll never forget in the part, the man say, he asked Jesus, if thou will, because he say, I will.
Yeah.
It ain't no if.
Right.
Come on, ain't no if.
Yeah.
I will. Say, I've been given
permission.
The word permission is broke down. I look it up. I like to look up the meaning of words. The word permission, you break it down, two words, is permission. Come on, I'm going to let it sit there for a little while till the people in the back can catch on to what I'm saying. It's permission. They got something called per diem. If you ever went on a trip, a school trip or a work trip, they give you per diem. That means they give you enough money per day. Per diem means per day. That means they give you something, whatever you need for that day, they give you the per diem. If you're there for 3 days, I gave you 3 days worth. If you're there for 4 days, I give you 4 days worth, because I want to make sure that you have what you need for what I sent you there to do. I don't need to send you on this work trip and have you hungry. Because when you're hungry, some of y'all get hangry. And then you can't. Yeah, y'all know it. When you're hungry, you can't think straight. That's why I'm going to be quick this morning, because we get hungry at the end of service. Lunchtime kind of be like, I don't know what the word of God is saying right now, right? Y'all get it? I get it. I've been there. Anybody been there? I've been there. Anybody ever been hungry in church? Say amen. Don't lie to me in this church. I ain't talking about hunger and thirst after righteousness neither. You're hungry. Not hungry, you're hungry. So I don't need you. You hear me, Tyler? I don't need you. I don't need to be sending you on a trip or a mission to do something, but you can't eat. Matthew 6 says, take no thought. What you going to eat? What you going to drink? What you going to put on? What is he saying? I've already taken. Write down the chat. Go. go. I got to go there. That's not even Matthew 6. Put it up there. Go, 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 go. Because this is a permission prayer. The Lord's Prayer is me lining up with the permission that I've been given already. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Go to Matthew 6. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Get over there. Matthew chapter 6. Now, I don't even want to go verse 7 talking about when you pray, don't use vain repetitions. Can y'all hear me? Yeah. When you praying, stop using vain repetitions. And notice it says vain repetitions. This isn't vain. You're just saying it over and over again, and you think something's going to happen, but this isn't vain. When you pray, do not use vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think they should be heard of them much speaking. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things. Well, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. And what's that last line? So hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. So that thing didn't show up because you asked. It showed up because it's implanted already. No, y'all not hearing me. No, no, no. See, it showed up because it's already implanted in you. Yes. It's not because you asked for it so much. Your asking is only an alignment to what's already planted and coded in you already. Because you've already been given everything that pertains unto life and godliness. So if I've been given already, then I just need to align with what I've been given. He knows what things you have need of before you ask him. How does he know what you have need of before you ask? You say, well, he's all knowing. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. Yes, and he already know all the things he's given you already. So I know what you need of before you ask. So when you ask, I need you to ask like this. Go to the next scripture. After this manner, ask you. Our Father. You get it?
Yes.
Don't ask the other way. Because the other way is assuming that you don't have it. And you know what assuming does, right? I can't hear y'all. I can't say it up in here because I don't want to get rebuked, but y'all know. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? That's what assuming, that's what your assumptions do. You assuming that you're praying like a I ain't gonna get me in trouble this morning. So your Father already knows you have need of before you ask. So when you pray, pray like this. And he says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Immediately when you say this, you are aligning yourself up to what God has already permitted. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Point to yourself. Come on, come on. Come on, say in earth. I want to say this, and I stress this. I be want to slap people when they say on earth. Stop it. Don't say that. It's never said that in the history of the Bible. It has never said that kingdom come, that will be done on earth. It has never said it. I don't care who you heard pray it. You go to the other version in another gospel. It don't say on earth. It says, and you are made from the dust of the earth. I need to push that home. So when he's talking about in earth, he's not talking about outside of you. He's talking about inside of you. It changed my thinking. So when I send you, it's permission, right? I've given you, per the mission that I've given you, I've given you everything you need for the mission. Right. However long you're going to be here, however long you're here, however long you're living, you got exactly what you need to get done what God has sent you here to do. Yeah. Now, I need you, what God has sent you, that prayer is important too, because what God has sent you here to do sometimes could be put in a box. Sometimes in spirituality and in church, we could put it in a box. And so I said this the other day, that the apostolic is not just in the four walls of the church. There's apostolic in all industries. There's apostolic in the politics. Yeah, it's government shifting. Yeah, it's government shifting. There's apostolic in all different fields, right? So if you're in the field, the apostolic is there, if you're there. It's establishing government. Are y'all seeing me? So now, per your mission, I don't want you to sit up here and start thinking that your mission is the pulpit. It's not everybody's mission. Y'all got me? But there's a mission that God has put on the inside of you. You're actually the mission. You're the mission in the flesh. So I've given you permission. The word per is a breakdown of per. It's a Latin word. Permission comes from the Latin word. The word per means through. Y'all got me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Through. And the word mission comes from the word mitier. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but it don't even matter. It means to send or allow. Say, I'm sent here. Come on, say it again. Say, I'm sent here. Come on. So now he's saying, when I've given you permission, I'm sending it through the ones I sent. Per means through. Mit means sent.
Yeah.
Mit means allow. So I'm allowing the kingdom of God to come through the ones that I sent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, say, I got permission.
I got permission.
Come on, say it again. Say, I got permission.
I got permission.
One more time. Say, I got permission.
I got permission.
No. I remember I used to have to ask permission for stuff. I remember when I used to ask permission, you know, you raise your hand.
Yeah.
Y'all remember asking for permission?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's been a long, long time for a lot of people, huh? We're just making decisions out here as grown people, right? We just had to ask for permission. Can I do that, God? Can I go over here, God? Can I go? But you're asking the wrong questions.
Right.
Once I pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, I've aligned up with the permission already, so I don't have to ask for permission. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Because my prayers have aligned me up already to what the will of God is, so I become the will of God.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
See what happens, Jesus shares a very, if you hear Jesus talk, Jesus shares very clear secrets, but sometimes we call them mysteries because we don't want to yield to them. Sometimes the idea of something being a mystery gives us an excuse. I don't know what Holy Spirit yield to me. What, you know, he said you got to die. He said, you got to lose your life to find it.
Yes.
He said, if any man come unto me, let him deny himself,
yes,
take up the cross and follow me.
Yeah.
No, it's not a mystery. It's not hidden. It just feels hidden because you built up in the world system.
Mm.
Are y'all getting me?
Yes.
It feels like I need Holy Spirit. Open that up and reveal it to me. No, just lose your life to find it.
Yeah.
Deny yourself. Whatever yourself then came up with, deny that. It's not hidden. It's not hidden. It's right there. So Jesus begins to give us very clear keys. He says, as I hear, I judge. My judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father. He starts talking. He says this. Watch this. In another scripture, he says, I got to do the work of the one that sent me. I got to work while it's day because night is coming where no man can work. What is he saying? He said, no, why you call me good? Out here trying to be good people. Why you call me good? Ain't nothing good but one. That's God. He says God to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's doing the work on the inside of me. Watch this, what he says. Jesus the Christ says, I of my own self can do nothing. If I testify myself, then my witness ain't true. You see what he's telling us? He's giving us how to align with the permission of God. The reason that Jesus can walk and you can too, say I can too. Come on, say it. Say I can too. Come on, say it again. Say I can too. I want you to say it like this. Say I am too. Watch this. The reason that you are too, the reason that you can do it too, Jesus walks and everywhere he goes, he dominates. There is no pray for something to happen because I'm the happening. When I showed up, that's the permission. That's the permit.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And so, watch this. It means through sending or allowance. That means God has already given us permission. Permission is empowerment. Yeah, when you have permission to do something, you have enablement to do it. When you've been given permission, this morning I was given permission to come up here and preach to you this morning. Yeah, yeah. I didn't just get up and say, I'm going to preach this morning. It don't work like that. Oh, I got a word this morning. I'm going to preach. No, it don't work like that. I got
permission.
But because I got permission, I got the power to say whatever it is I need to say.
Yeah.
Right? Why? You ready for this? If you're ready, say yeah.
Yeah.
Why was I given permission to be on this stage this morning? He didn't give it to me because I'm his son. I know a lot of crazy sons. No, I'm giving permission because I'm aligned with the will. Are y'all hearing me? There's some doors that you're trying to pray for to get open, but you just got to align. And it'll fly open.
That's good.
There's some things that you're trying to believe God for, but you need to believe God when he says, I've given you permission.
Yes.
What if we believe God for that?
Yes.
All right. What if you dropped all your little faith projects? I know. Y'all about to throw them rocks at me. Oh, Lord, I feel the darts hitting me in my back right now. I already know what's going on. What if you dropped all your little faith projects and realized, you know what? I'm going to focus my belief on the fact that God has given me permission. I'm going to focus my belief. Now, he says this in Matthew 6:33. I don't have a chance to go there. He says, seek ye first and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. So I shift my belief because I got permission. Permission is enablement. Permission is empowerment. Watch this. Permission to see myself as one with God. Come on, say, God has given me permission to see myself as one with him.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Philippians 2:5 says, watch this. It says, let this mind be in you. Let. That's a permission word.
Yes,
let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And he starts describing his mind. He said, who thought it not robbery to be. Are you telling me that I got to allow that thought process to be in my mind?
Right.
Are you telling me that I've got to allow me being equal to God to be in my mind?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times this week you allowed it? Come on, 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 come on. How many times this week you allowed yourself to say I'm equal with God? Oh, no, you didn't thought a lot of thoughts this week. Oh, yeah. We didn't thought it. We thought 1,000,000,001 thoughts this week. But how many of them thoughts said I'm equal with God? Listen to me. I'm saying something. We got to shift our thinking. Say, shift my thinking.
Shift.
Come on, say, shift my thinking.
Shift.
Come on, say, shift my thinking.
Shift.
Most accidents on the road are not because the lines ain't straight, but because somebody malfunctioned and they driving. They became unaligned, whether they wasn't paying attention.
Right?
Or whatever was going on, they were unaligned. From the way it was supposed to go. There's an alignment. Everybody say alignment. See, I'm aligned in my mind. It is not that you don't have what it takes, but I got what it takes in the wrong lane. I'm trying to drive in the wrong places. Are y'all hearing me? You got what it takes. You got all things that pertain unto life and godliness, but I've got to shift my mind. Not only am I shifting my mind into the right lane, but I'm also shifting gears. You get it? Sometimes we're going slower because we haven't shifted. Yeah. Sometimes you don't experience the power that you have because you haven't shifted yourself yet. I shift into permission. Come on, say, I shift into permission. Permission to see myself, John chapter 14. Permission to see myself as one with God. Permission to be equal with God. Permission to be whatever Jesus said that I am. John chapter 14, verse 12. Now I dared not. It changed me when I started really paying attention to what Jesus was saying. Notice what I'm saying. I started really paying attention to what he was telling me. Like I stopped seeing Jesus as a figurehead. He was no longer the face of Christianity for me. Are y'all hearing me? When I started really paying attention to what he was saying, I realized that I had my faith in the wrong lane. My faith was trying to accomplish things when I've already been accomplished. Do you realize the greatest cosign you have from God is that you woke up this morning? Y'all looking for God to endow you and to cosign me. God, approve me, God. Show me, approve me. No, you know what? You woke up. That's the greatest cosign of God. You do know that's the most important thing that happened to you today, right? You do know tomorrow, you waking up, it's going to be the most important thing that's going to happen to you. Not no deal you're going to sign, not no job you're going to go work, but the fact that you woke up, because if you don't wake up, you can't do those things. Are y'all hearing me? Everybody say amen. See, sometimes we're missing the miracle that we are. Yeah, we're missing the miracle that we are because we've been confused about looking at all these other things. Well, I'm trying to accomplish this. I'm trying to get this done. I'm trying to make that happen. No. You've already happened.
Yes.
Did you wake up? Everybody say, yeah.
Yes.
If you woke up, yeah, cosign to God. Yeah, you got permission. If you woke up, you got permission.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, if I woke up, I got permission. Come on, say it. If I woke up, I got permission. If you woke up, that means God is still doing something with you. I ain't gonna lie. God is trying to simplify it. Jesus is trying to simplify it. I understand why Jesus walked like he walked. And when Jesus woke up, he knew he was him. And if I don't wake up, it's time to move on.
Yeah.
I ain't any time to move on. I have moved on. I ain't got no control over that. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I have no control over that. But if I woke up, it's up. Yeah, if I woke up, it's up. Yeah, if I woke up, the plan's still on. Yeah. If I woke up, then permission is still going. Yeah, if I woke up, then I'm still the will. Now, the grace of God, we a lot of times we have to be covered in our unalignment. The grace of God is actually the identity of God in you as you. You know when somebody's a graceful whatever? Yeah, you do it like you ain't got to practice. You're graceful. You're graced to be like God. Come on, say it. I am graced to be like God.
Yes.
Say it again. I never said that before. Say, I am graced to be like God.
Yes.
Come on, say, God has graced me to be like him.
Yes.
But the grace can be frustrated. Over in English, the grace can be frustrated because you acting like you somebody else. You acting like you're not God, so grace is frustrated. Grace got to take you, and it's like, come on, walk, act like you're going there. Grace got to. If I know the plans that I have for you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. If I know that your steps are ordered by me, if I know that all you need, I got it already.
Yeah.
So when I'm trying to pull you this way, stop pulling the other way, because this is frustrating.
Yeah.
Stay right there. It's frustrating. Grace becomes frustrated when I got the plan, but you keep, because you got a plan. You looking all over here. Man, I know God want me to work over here. It's not going to look like what you think it look like. It never do. Apples don't look like apple seeds. Oranges don't look like orange seeds. I can give you an orange seed and you're like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what's going on, but I know I want some oranges. Would you put this in the ground, please? Are y'all understanding me? We in the supermarket so much, we don't know how to grow nothing. Can I talk to him, Brother Calvin?
Talk to him.
We at the supermarket so much, we don't know how to grow nothing. What happened when the supermarket closed?
What? Come on now.
You better understand how to work the seed. We better start to understand how to work the seed. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. We got to understand how to work the seed. And I'm talking about literal seed. Y'all better go plant something in that backyard.
Come on.
Yeah. Y'all better, I don't care. You say, well, I ain't got that much grass. Well, use that much grass. It don't take much. You can grow some greens right there or some mussels right there. Grow one carrot, then we get more. But it don't ever be seeded. It don't never look like what it's supposed to look like. No, not you be seeded. Y'all sit down. So now, I know the plan. I know he want to walk with me, too. But I know the plan. But now you got all these other plans and all these other situations. Now, God's strong enough to pull you now. God's strong enough to pull you, right? But it's frustrating. It's frustrating when I know that what I have planned for you is bigger than what you're trying to walk towards. So I'm telling you, what God got planned for you, exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask. Oh, yeah. It's above it. That means your prayer can't get to it and your thoughts can't get to it. Only I can escort you. Y'all didn't hear me. I said your prayers can't get to it and you can't think upon it. Right? Only I can escort you there.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So now, permission, God has given me permission. Now you need to give permission. We love God because he first loved us, right? So that means the love came from God first before we could love anybody. That's why the first commandment says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, and then love your neighbor, right? So now God has given me permission. Say it. And now you got to give yourself permission to walk with the will of God. That's why he says, let this mind be in you. What mind y'all been letting be in y'all? Hold on. Think about it for a minute. Don't answer me. Your morning devotion ain't gonna get this.
Come on.
That's not long enough. Your 30 minutes, your 45 minutes in the morning ain't long enough. How long you living? How long your day is? I always tell people you got devotion time. What's the rest of the day? If you got devotion, they say, well, everybody's my time to pray. Were you not praying when you walking around other times? The reason you don't pray without ceasing. How do I pray without ceasing unless I realize I'm a prayer? Nope. I'm gonna say it again. Nope. I'm always praying because I'm a prayer.
Right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
God
put you in as a request.
Yeah. Woo, Jesus.
Yeah.
What? Jesus. I need you to hear me. Real quick. Ooh, Lord. Listen. This is gonna God put you in as a request.
Yes.
God coded you, put some things in you, and then planted you in the earth because he's trying to request something out of the earth. Listen, there's no accidents, people. There's no accidents, people. There's no happenstance. There's no, oh, well, I don't know what we do. No, listen. God put you in as a request. You know what I mean? God put you in as a request. There is something that is coded in you that God sent down here on this earth because he's trying to reap that.
Glory to God.
But the enemy comes in and he sows tares while we're sleeping. When we're unconscious, when we're not conscious of the will of God, when we're not conscious of what God is saying, when we're not conscious of who he is and how he is and what he told me that I am, when I'm not conscious, the enemy comes in and try to give me another consciousness. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
This is frustrating. When I keep, and sometimes you don't even, so we start calling that perseverance. We start calling that, well, I gotta fight through, I gotta keep the faith, contending for the faith. And I gotta fight through. No, my yoke is, come unto me all that labor and heavy laden, I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly heart, you'll find rest for your soul. For my yoke is, and my burden ain't, it shouldn't be that hard. If you pulling, go that way. If you pulling and it's that hard, I need you to stop. The scripture says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Watch, here's another one. Amy, you ready for another? And watch it. He says, be still and know that I am God. So watch this. Stop praying so hard to try to get it. You know, quicksand, the more you fight in quicksand, the more it take you in. You ever seen our receivers? You know, when you're stuck, sometimes when you're stuck in the mud, the more you spin, the deeper you go. Stop spinning, stand still. And if you need to, let somebody pull you out. Walk with me. See how easy this is? Y'all see how easy this is? Do y'all see how easy this is? Come on, I need you to speed up, Freddy. Y'all see how easy this is? Y'all see how easy this is? Come on, walking for a reason. Come on, can y'all see how easy this is? Come on, Freddy, walk up, Freddy. Walk up. You holding something? Put that down. You're holding something. You're holding too much stuff. Put it down. See, what you gotta put down. He can't walk as fast because he's holding something. He carrying stuff with him. He gotta stop carrying stuff by receiving. He gotta stop carrying stuff with him and just walk when I tell you to walk. When I tell you to walk, walk. That's it. Do you understand? You see how easy it is?
Yeah.
Do you see how easy it is?
Yeah.
It's easy if you walk with him.
Yeah.
You may be seated.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Y'all sit down. Y'all sit down. Permission. Say, God, I give you permission to make me just like you. Whatever you look like, that's what I look like. Whatever you say, that's what I say. However you be, that's how I be. I give permission. Put those hands up. I give. Come on. Come on.
I give permission.
I give permission. I'm permitting myself to line with what God has lined up. Be seated. Be seated. You know they say, you got stuff lined up already? Like we already got stuff lined up. Yeah, God already got it lined up. I already got the plan in place. The only person that don't know is you. But listen, you don't have to know the plan. You got to know the plan maker. Listen, 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 listen. Listen, listen, y'all ain't hear me. Listen, listen, listen. If I can know the plan maker, and I believe, Julius, that the plan maker told me that I'm one with him, then I don't need to know what's going on. I'm going to walk off in the air. Because if that's what he got me to do, that's what I'm doing. I'm not praying and say, Lord, let me walk in the air. No, if he want me to walk in the air, I'm going to walk in the air. My job is to walk. Because I got permission. Say, I got permission.
I got permission.
Come on, say it, I got permission.
I got permission.
Come on, say it again. I got permission.
I got permission.
Now you have to give yourself, listen, sit down, sit down. You have to give yourself permission to be healed. Yeah, 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 yeah. I receive it. Yeah. You have to give yourself permission to be healed because it's already on the inside of you. It's nowhere else. Ain't no flood or no cloud gotta come. The healing of God. Every miracle that Jesus does, he doesn't do it from the outside of somebody. He calls it from the inside. He spit in the dirt, putting that boy out, told him go wash. That healing come from the inside. When that woman touched the hem of his garment, he said, I felt virtue go out of me. Then he tells her something, and I'm like, God, dog, why did he tell her this? He told her this for a reason. He said, thy faith has made you whole. Your conviction of truth has made you whole. What truth are you convicted of? Are you hearing me? What truth are you convicted of? Stop being convicted of the lie. Anything told you can't have it, it's a lie. Anything told you you're not going to have enough, that's a lie. Anything told you you're going to be sick, you're going to be like this for the rest of your life, it's a lie. Come on, say it, it's a lie. Some of y'all been told some of that stuff before. Y'all better say it loud, it's a lie. Go on, I don't allow it in my life. Well, you such, I don't allow that. I don't allow that. Because I've already aligned to something.
Yeah.
If I'm already aligned, stop trying to give me something in another lane.
Yeah.
I'm already in a lane.
Yeah.
I'm in a God lane.
Yeah.
I'm in a Christ lane. Y'all see me?
Yeah.
So I've already been permitted. Say already. Everybody say already.
Already.
Come on, say already.
Already.
It's something we like to say sometimes. Me and my homeboy talking, somebody say thank you for something. I do something, and they say thank you. I say already.
Already.
I don't say you're welcome.
Yeah.
You've been welcome already.
Yeah.
You was already welcome. The fact that I gave it to you meant you were welcome.
Come on,
yeah. Already. Everybody say already.
Already.
Come on, say, well, thank you for that. Already.
Already.
That means you already had it.
Yeah.
You just received it now. Already, everybody say already.
Already.
Come on, say it again, say already.
Already.
Yes, he already got permission. So I don't have to go request it. Y'all hear me? Yeah. I just got to lined up to what I'm permitted to already. Yeah. Now let me tell you all. I want to show you real quick. Be seated. I want to show you how to, you know, we're planning on building something really soon, right? Me and the kid, we're planning on building something. But you can't just go start building stuff.
Come on.
Right? You can't just go start.
Purpose.
Yeah, you got that purpose. And another P we need with purpose.
And a permit.
And a permit. Yeah. No, and both of them are very, very important. Right? Watch this. So there's a process in the permit. Come on, say, I have been given permission. Come on, say, I got the permit.
I got the permit.
I got the permit. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Watch this, listen. Along with the permit, I've been going through the permit process, and you just don't submit any old thing to the permit office. Because they will politely send it back to you and say, this don't qualify. Or you got to change this, or you got to change this, or you got to change the way the roof go right here, or you got to change these walls, ain't load-bearing walls. Come on, how many of y'all, some of y'all know, this don't work. This don't work. You got to go back and adjust your permit. Now, it's not that I'm not trying to allow you to build, but you got to build according to the permit. And what you need for a permit is a blueprint. You need a blueprint. You have to submit. Listen, you ready? You listening? You have to submit the blueprint to the permit office for them to approve that you got everything aligned up. Because there are things, listen, watch this. There are things in that permit office, we're here in the Central Parish. There are things in that permit office that are specific to the place that you're in.
Amen.
A permit office in Baton Rouge and a permit office in Gonzales got different qualifications. Some of them, if you're building a house bigger than 3,500 square foot in Baton Rouge, you got to build a pond too for a retention pond.
Yeah.
That ain't necessary here in the Central Parish. Why? Because the water level might be different.
Yeah, that's right.
But according to the place that you're in, the permit is giving you specifications based on where you are.
Well, yes, sir.
Y'all got to hear me now. Y'all got to hear me. Y'all got to go back and listen to this. So watch this. Y'all better listen to this. So now, so I got to make sure I got the blueprint.
Yes, sir.
And my blueprint got to be right. In order for my permit to not only be received, but also to be valid.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because if my permit is not valid, then I can't build.
Right.
Ain't no building going on. Sometimes we haven't been building. We're struggling trying to get stuff done. We ain't been building because we ain't got our permit straight.
Wow.
And the permit ain't straight because our blueprint ain't straight.
Wow. That's good. Preach.
Yeah. Whatever your blueprint is, will be how your build comes out.
Come on now.
Your mind, your thought process is your blueprint. Right? If I don't change and reconstruct my blueprint, my build won't be different, nor will my permit be accepted. Listen. Listen what I'm saying. There's a permit office for a reason because I'm trying to permit you. But you got to come right. You can't come like you want to come. No. You can't show up to the permit office like you want to show up and tell them what you're going to do. Not my will. Lord, if you can, let this cup pass for me. Nevertheless, not my will. You can't pull up talking about I got permission, but you're trying to build it like you want to build it. Now, remember now, his blueprint is bigger than yours. So the house plan he got is bigger than the one that you picked. Always. Everybody say always.
Always.
Come on, say already.
Already.
But I got to line up with the blueprint.
Yes.
If I get the blueprint right, then I'll breeze through the permit office. And you know, even when you get a permit, you got to pay for it. Permits ain't free, but it's already paid for. Y'all ain't heard me. I thought y'all knew Jesus. I said, it's already paid for. The price has already been paid. If the price has already been paid, watch this. What would you got? Say, I have permission. Watch this. You've been given permission. The price has already been paid, right? And the blueprint has already been laid. All I got to do is line up.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody stand up, take a step real quick. Stand up, take a step. Come on. I need one step. Just say, I got to line up.
Yeah.
Come on. Say it again. Say, I got to line up.
Yeah.
Well, go back to DC. All I got to do is just that simple. You didn't move a whole lot. Sit down. You didn't move a whole lot. You just got to line up. The blueprint is laid. I say, what the blueprint? Blueprint is Jesus. The works that I do, he that believeth on me, John 14:12. Go there, put it up there. John 14:12. Watch this. He gives permission and direction at the same time.
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus is permission and blueprint and permit all at the same time.
Yeah.
And he's making you into the same thing.
Yeah.
There's some people
that won't be permitted until they see you as permission. They won't know that they're a permit until you show them what a permit look like. They won't know it. They won't know it unless you show them the word in the flesh, the permit in the flesh, and dwelt among y'all. Yeah, I showed you that it's okay to be healed. I showed you that it's okay to be rich. I showed you that. You have access now because you've seen it happen. Why do you think Jesus was sent down here in the flesh in the first place? To show you that somebody with your type of skin and somebody that bleed like you and somebody that walk around like you can do all the works that I do. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me that's like permission. Look at it. Look at it. I ain't making it up. Y'all see it? That's in the Bible, ain't it? If it's in your Bible, it probably ain't read too. That means Jesus said it, right? Is Jesus going to lie to us? Would Jesus lie to us? He's not going to give us a lie. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That means you know he's going to tell you the truth. He is the truth. All right? So he's not lying when he says this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, you do also. And great, what? We don't read the word. There's no way to be in fear with that. There's no way to be in worry with that. There's no way to be in lack with that. There's no way to be confused with that. Just sit there with that one. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall you do also. God, dog, I talk about the works Jesus did. God, dog. I'm going to do the same ones and greater? Because I go to, what are you saying to me? This permission. We got to sit with it, Lawrence. We got to sit with it. We got to sit with it. We got to say, well, what does it mean for me to believe on Jesus? Is it just that I believe that you got to catch yourself, because sometimes we leave stuff out and believe in Jesus. We believe he rose from the dead. We believe he died. We believe he rose from the dead. But when we believe what he said. We be praying about it. Lord, thank you for the resurrection. Thank you for getting up. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for what he told you. Thank you for the enablement that he gave you. Y'all do know the work of the cross just wasn't on them 3 days.
That's right.
Y'all thought it was the 3 days. The work of the cross was the 3 days. Y'all thought that what it was? No, from the time he got here to the time he resurrected was the work of the cross. Even before he went to the cross, Jesus says, I am the resurrection. What is he trying to tell you? It's going on right now. Come on, say it's going on right now. Come on, say it again. It's going on right now. He started talking to me, said, man, what am I going to say? I was called here for this. This whole process. But I can't leave something out the process. So now I've been trying to benefit from the cross and from the resurrection without resurrecting. I've been trying to benefit from some exchange without realizing that I've already been changed. And the only reason I don't realize it is because I didn't hear what he was saying. I hear what other people said he said, but I didn't go see what he said for myself.
Come on.
Y'all heard me?
Yes, sir.
A lot of times, and we got to be careful, a lot of times even in preaching, somebody else gives you their interpretation. You go see what Jesus said for yourself. Everybody say, I got to go for myself. Say it loud. Say, I got to go for myself. You go into them red words for yourself and find out what Jesus is telling you. There's something that somebody else is going to tell you that Jesus said, but they ain't got the revelation of it.
Revelation. Hallelujah.
Maybe they wasn't willing to go there, so they're going to give you the message like somebody that ain't willing to go there. I don't need that. I need to go for myself. Everybody say, go for myself. Come on, say it again. Go for myself. So I go for myself, so I see this. So when I see this scripture and I see, all I got to do is believe him.
Yeah. Right.
If he told me that I'm going to do the greater, I just got to, even this, you got to believe it. Even this, you got to believe it. If I believe on him, the works that I do, so you do also. And greater works than these. Another chapter over, I don't know, chapter before, chapter back, he says, I'm in the Father in me, you in me, I'm in you. That means you're in the Father. They get mad at him. They got mad at Jesus because he called God his Father, making himself equal with God. And then I receive it. And then the same man that called himself equal with God by calling God his Father said for you to pray like this. How did he tell you to pray?
Come on.
What you think he's telling you?
If I tell you to say our Father,
yeah.
I'm trying to put you in equality with God.
Yeah.
Y'all not hearing me?
Yeah.
If I told you, some of your other prayers are not equal prayers. They're not equal. Some of your other prayers are not equal. Some of those other confessions and affirmations, they're not equal. They're not equal with God. They're equal with something that somebody done told you that you need to have, and so you started praying that. Or some false seed that somebody planted in your mind to tell you that that's going to make you successful, and so now you started praying for that, but it wasn't equal with God. The only way my prayer gets equal with God, right? Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Is that once I acknowledge God as my Father, not just my God, but my Father, our Father, go back, Matthew 6, 9, say, our Father.
Our Father.
Uh-huh. And then we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Y'all know how we be praying though, huh? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We be praying for my will to be done in Jesus' name. I don't even care. Listen, you can pray for that. No, you know what? I'm not gonna take your prayers, all that stuff. The quickest way is for you to just drop all your stuff, but sometimes it's difficult for everybody. It's difficult to drop everything. Rich young ruler couldn't go sell everything and take a cross and follow him. And he asked for eternal life, but he wasn't willing to pay. He wasn't willing to, what measure you meet is measured to. He wasn't ready to measure that much. Because I got too much going on. I got too much I've established too many things. So the quicker way is just stop all your other ones and just say, our Father who art in heaven. But if you don't do that, I got another one. Jesus gave you another one. You ready? Remember, he says, I just said it a little while ago. He said, Lord, if you can, let the cup pass from me. Yeah. Jesus was saying, I really want to do something else. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Y'all get all deep. Y'all got to go to the context. Lord, if you can, I really ain't trying to get whooped today. Lord, I seen them crucifixions. I saw what they did to old boy and them. Lord, if you can, let this cup pass.
Right.
And sometimes it feel like that, because letting go of your plans feel like you're getting whooped. I see it on your faces, Lord Jesus. Letting go of my plans sometimes feel like I'm getting crucified. Lord, if you can. So y'all, I'm not going to tell the stuff off your mirror and all that. All that stuff you got in the mirror and on the refrigerator that you've been quoting. And your Bible you got on your phone and all that. I'm not. Nope. You can keep saying that. But just add this on the end of it. Nevertheless.
Yeah.
Come on, say it. Say nevertheless.
Yeah.
Come on, say it again. Say nevertheless.
Yeah.
Look at the word. Break it down. It's nevertheless.
Nevertheless. Yeah. I see it.
Are y'all seeing it?
Yes, sir.
Come on, say never.
Never.
The. Less.
Yes.
Not my will, but thy will be done. You got it? Now, I'm going to tell you now. I'm getting you ready ahead of time. What's going to happen if you want to just do what you're doing and stick to that and you're not ready to go to that next level or whatever we're going to call it, don't pray this prayer. Because what's going to happen is if you pray this prayer, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, that a lot of stuff is going to start dropping.
Yeah.
A lot of the golden calves going to start falling.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me? I mean, it's going to be automatic. Some of them going to get jacked away from you. You ever had a parent jack that from their kid, jack something from she does, give me that. Lord, if you can, let me build that. Lord, if you can, let me start that. Lord, if you can, let me go over there. Lord, if you can, let me have this. Nevertheless, everybody say nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
Not my will, but thy will be done. When I say nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. When I say thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. What I've done is allowed myself to my permission and God's permission becomes the one.
Yes.
God is permitted already, but I got to line up to what he's permitted and permit that to happen through me. Are y'all seeing?
Yes.
And when I permit that to happen through me, then the flow begins. It's very, 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 very easy. Everybody say easy.
Easy.
Come on, stretch your teeth. Say easy. It's very, very easy. I just got to get in the right lane.
Yeah.
When I get in the right lane, I've given God permission for his permission. You get it?
Yeah.
I give God permission for what he's permitted. That when he sent me here, whatever he's permitted, that's what I'm permitting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever he want done, that's what I want done. Thy kingdom come.
Yeah.
Thy will be done. in earth as it is in heaven. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, I wanna stress this. I wanna say this. Jesus is your blueprint. When believeth on me, he's trying to say, be just like me. Amen. Don't do nothing else. Don't say no other words. Don't take nobody else's confessions. Say what I said. Answer it like I answer it. That's the blueprint. You get me? Jesus is the blueprint. Jesus is the blueprint for my build. Say it.
Jesus is the blueprint.
Jesus is the blueprint. So now I see what he's saying, and I do what he's saying, and I go with what he's saying, and I don't accept nothing else. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.